The Mountains to Sea Trail is North Carolina's longest hiking path, running 1,200 miles from the Tennessee border to the Atlantic Ocean. But it's still a work in progress. A little more than half of the trail is actually trail. The rest of it follows roadways, and there's a constant effort to build new parts of the trail to get it off of the side of the road and onto the ground. Our State Magazine's Jeremy Markovich wanted to see how a new section of trail is created, so he went out with some trail builders who explained why it can take years to create a new place for people to hike.
A few months ago, I went on a walk through the woods just west of Elkin, and one of the first things I heard was a really big tree crashing down nearby.
Tree fell in the forest. That's a pretty big tree.
Wow.
It was. Did anybody
hear it?
That's
a huge, yeah. Well, yeah.
Glad we were here, or it would have been unheard.
I'm out hiking with Bob Hillier and Bill Blackley. Both are from the Elkin Valley Trails Association. The ground we're walking on is soggy and rough. There's a lot of undergrowth to push away in spots.
See some ferns in here and some rhododendron down there.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Right there.
See,
we'll nice cut. Rhododendron.
The slope is steep, so we're all treading lightly. You don't want to go falling down the hillside or twist an ankle. There is no trail through these woods yet. And so today, Bob and Bill are starting to do the work to build one.
Yeah, we're going to go straight through here, Bill. Right here, Bill. Put one on there.
It works kind of like this. Bob walks through the woods and feels the slope with his feet, figures out the drainage, works out where the switchbacks should go, and so on. And every so often, he pulls a bit of orange ribbon off a roll and ties it to a tree. For Bob, it's all about feel. He'll come back and tweak that route again and again and probably again a few days later and then again a week later. It's a very slow process. But this is the way that every inch, every foot, and eventually every new mile of the Mountains to Sea Trail gets built. Now, doing this requires patience.
That's why you never take a trail builder on a hike with you. He's always stopping. He's throwing stuff off the trail and pulling things out of the trees.
Before we go on, some context here. The Mountains to Sea Trail is nearly 1,200 miles long. It runs from the top of Clingman's Dome in western North Carolina, down into the Piedmont, around Greensboro, Durham, and Raleigh, then heads south into the Sandhills and the coastal plain. It requires two ferry rides to get to the Outer Banks, and from there, the trail follows the beach up to Killdevil Hills, where it ends on top of the state's largest sand dune. But here's the thing. A little more than half of the Mountains to Sea Trail is actually trail. The rest, about 500 or so miles, runs along the sides of roads. The reason? All of the easy parts of the trail, the parts that utilize public land, have pretty much already been built. Running it across private land? That is much, much harder.
Can we go this way?
Yeah, let's just go on back. Let's go back straight down that way.
All right. Whatever way. And that is what Bob and Bill are doing today in the woods just west of Elkin.
This is mainly from Elkin to here, and then back up the loop back, is mostly hiking, and we'd love for it to be able to be biking, but hiking first and then biking. But we'd like biking.
First, Bob and Bill have to go out, knock on doors, write letters, or make phone calls, and then ask people for an easement to run the trail across their land. And they don't have any money to pay, so landowners have to do this for free. Once enough of them say yes, Bob and Bill go out, plot out the path, and then get volunteers to actually build it. That's the way that, on average, about 15 miles of Mountains to Sea Trail are moved off of the roadways every year in North Carolina. But once a new section of trail opens up, the results come quickly.
So this is all, like, 2 months old, this trail?
Yeah, this was obviously an old roadbed at some.
Bob and Bill show me one new section of trail that just opened recently, and already there are people out on it, enjoying it, even though it hadn't really been publicized yet. About a quarter mile into the woods, we all meet some folks who are curious about what exactly it is that they're hiking on.
This is not connected. Mountain to Sea's not coming through here.
Yeah, right, so go right across
it
that
will.
Bridge, all the way
across that bridge, and all the way out the trail there.
Past here, the trail runs down a hill, and that sound of rushing water gets louder. And then we step out onto the banks of a creek, and to our right is a big sloping rock formation, 60 feet high, with white frothy water running down it. It's called Carter Falls, and for years, this place was inaccessible to almost everybody. Some people in Elkin didn't even know it existed.
So nobody knew this was back here, or I mean people knew it was back here, but you couldn't ever get to it.
It was in private hands for decades.
All of this was made possible because Bob and Bill have been asking the landowner for permission to run the trail here for a very long time. After years of saying no, the owner had a change of heart. He wanted other people to enjoy the land like he had. So, about 2 years ago, he said yes. The private waterfall was made public, the locals had a new spot to explore, and a few more miles of the Mountains to Sea Trail are born. For Our State Magazine and WFAE, I'm Jeremy Markovich in Elkin.